بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إني أرى ما لا ترون، أطت السماء وحق لها أن تئط، ما فيها موضع أربع أصابع إلا ملك واضع جبهته ساجدا لله تعالى، والله لو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا، وما تلذذتم بالنساء على الفرش ولخرجتم إلى السعودات تجأرون إلى الله تعالى، رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. حضرت أبو ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Verily I see what you do not see. Verily I see what you do not see. The sky has made a squeaking sound. It has made a groaning sound, a squeaking sound. And it has the right to do so. There isn't a space of four fingers in the sky, except there is an angel placing his forehead on the ground in the sky, prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is not any empty space of even four fingers without an angel placing his forehead in prostration before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah's qasam, I swear by Allah, if only you knew, or if only you know what I know, in other words, about the hereafter, about the punishment of the qabr, about the day of qiyamah, about the events of the hereafter, لَضَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَكِيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا, you would laugh less and you would cry more. And you would not take much enjoyment and delight from your woman in the beds. وَلَخَرَجْتُمْ إِلَى السُّعُدَاتِ, and what you would do is you would go out then into the jungles and you would implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given a very brief description of the angels making sajda in the sky. In other words, every little space that is found, you will find an angel making sajda for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine the thousands and millions and billions of angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has? And because of this, that every space has been taken by the angels, and it is so congested, so as to say, that this caused a creaking sound in the sky or a squeaking sound in the sky. When something is very compressed and full, then you find a creaking sound, and a squeaking sound takes place. So like that, attatis sama, the sky began to groan, or it began to squeak. And every space there were, that were an empty space that was found, find an angel goes and he makes sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah is instilling this point to the Sahaba and to the Ummah. If only you know and you have that knowledge that Allah has given me about what is going to happen in the hereafter, then you would forget about laughing. In fact, you would laugh less and you will cry more out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you won't be getting that enjoyment with your women folk, your wives. But instead you will come out into the paths, into the jungles, and you will be crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. وعن أبي برزة براء ثم زائن نضة بن عبيد الأسلمي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تزول قدما عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن عمره فيما أفنى وعن علمه فيما فعل فيه وعن ماله من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه وعن جسمه فيما أبلاه رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. Rasulullah says that the feet of a person on the day of Qiyamah will never move until he is asked the following questions. Number one, he will be asked regarding his life. How did he spend his life? So he'll have to account for the lifespan he had, and he will have to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as to how he spent his entire life in this world. The second question, وَعَنْ عِلْمِهِ فِيمَ فَعَلَ فِي, the knowledge that he required. How did he act upon his knowledge? Person has so much of knowledge, Quran, Hadith, etc. Now he'll be asked, what amal did you do according to the ilm you received? Number three, وَعَنْ مَالِهِ, regarding his wealth. Min ayna iktasabahu? Where did he earn it from? What was the source of his income? Halal, haram. Wa fima anfaqahu? The fourth one is, and how did he spend it? So how did he acquire it is one question. And the other question is, how did he then spend this wealth? Then the next question is, wa an jismihi fima ablahu? And his body, the health that Allah gave him, the sound body that he got, the eyes, the ears, the limbs, how did he utilize his body? In other words, was it in accordance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? In one narration, there is even mention of وَعَنْ شَبَابِهِ regarding his youth. How did he spend his youth? So these are questions that a person will be asked the moment he is raised from the qabr. His feet won't even move an inch. And he will be asked these questions. How did he spend his life? The knowledge he required, whatever knowledge he required, how did he make amal on the knowledge? How did he practice on the knowledge? The wealth that he acquired. How, what is the source of his wealth? Then how did he spend that wealth? And the body that Allah gave him. How, this amanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How did he utilize his body? So these are important aspects that we have to continuously be mindful of. That we are accountable for our deeds. And before anything happens, before hisab, kitab, whatever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us these following questions. And as we mentioned yesterday also, there won't be any interpreter to assist us in answering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we live our life in this world, this is how we will pass away, and this is how we will be raised in the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.